Today we're going to discuss the mitzvah achila on Erev Yom Kippur. Mitzvah achila on Erev Yom Kippur. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's clear that there's a mitzvah to eat on the ninth day of Tishrei Erev Yom Kippur. Again, anyone that eats on the Chi, Malav HaKasov, Kilu L'San HaChiv HaSiri. And the reason behind this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is many, many reasons and many afkunas that come out of these reasons. So, a very famous mikar for the reasons of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is found in Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yoina, Shar Dalid Ois Ches. He explains, why do we have a suda on Erev Yom Kippur? Because we are showing that we are excited for the Zman Kapara, and this is the celebration of the Simcha of Kaparas Yom HaKippurim. Another reason, over there in Shar Dalid, that's Ois Tes, that the rest of Yom Tevim, we kevei a suda for the Yom Tev, for Simchas Mitzvah. And this is the Sudas Mitzvah of Yom Kippur. The Sudan of Yom Kippur is the Sudas Mitzvah of Yom Kippur. So again, first reason is because we're showing how happy we are for the upcoming Kapar of Yom Kippur. Number two, this is the Sudas Yom Tif of Yom Kippur. Another reason, in Ois Yud, Rinyan brings, that this Suda is in order to be Mechazik our Tefillin Tachron Yom Kippur, and therefore we go ahead and we eat a lot of Yom Kippur to give us Kayach for Yom Kippur. Shmuley Aleket writes in Simon Shin Zayin, the reason why we eat on Erev Yom Kippur is in order to make Yom Kippur in a way harder. And the Aruch HaShulchan says it's not a steer between the last two reasons. On the one hand, yes, eating on Erev Yom Kippur gives your body more Kayach. On the other hand, the emotional toll that it takes on your mind makes it harder in that sense. So again, let's review the four reasons. One reason is, found in Rabbi Yehuda, is because we are excited for the upcoming Kapara. Number two, this is Sudas Yom Tov. Number three, to prepare us for the fast. When we eat a lot, it's going to make our body stronger. Number four, if we go from a lot of eating to no eating, that's going to take an emotional toll. So what's the nafkamin between these reasons? So a shayla comes up by a chayla. Let's say him that's not going to fast on Yom Kippur. He can't. He's a chayla, sheish b'sakana. He has to eat on Yom Kippur. So the shayla is, does he have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? According to the first and second reason, that we're looking forward to the simcha or to this mitzvah, so chayra, it's shaykh, even so on, it doesn't fast. However, the third reason, and the fourth reason, that one, to give chayach to fast, number two, four, is to make the fast harder, chayra, this will only apply to ones that actually are fasting on Yom Kippur and not to a chayla. A similar nafkamina, let's say for an isha, is an isha chayiv in this mitzvah of achilas erev Yom HaKippurim? So some want to say, depends, is this an extension of the din Yom Kippur, or is this a new din? So chayiv depends on the reason. Again, if it's an extension of the din Yom Kippur, so she's mechayiv in the inuim of Yom Kippur, so too, the extension, which is erev Yom Kippur, should be chayiv. If it's a new din, then chayiv, you could say, no, you can mechalik. So chayiv, if it's an extension or not, it depends on the reason. If the reason is for Sudas Yom Kippur, and for the upcoming Simcha, then you could say that it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Masha inkein, if you hold that it's a part of the fast, either to prepare or to cause the emotional toll, then for you could say it's an extension out of the din of Yom Kippur, and therefore an isha would be chayiv. Another nafkamina is the chiyuv to eat lechem, specific on Erev Yom Kippur, or basar. So if you want to say that it's a din in a Yom Tif, then you could say, just like a Yom Tif is a chiv lechem, chiv basar, so too over here. Masha Inkin, if the var is just to prepare yourself for the fast, or to cause an inoy, then you could say, no, that it's specifically, it would be any type of food, and not specifically lechem or basar. So these are just a bunch of nafkaminas. Again, we went over the reasons why is there a mitzvah achil and Erev Yom Kippur. One is to show our simcha for the upcoming kapara, two, Sudas Yom Tov, three, to strengthen us for the fast, four, because it's going to cause emotional toll if we go from a lot of eating to no eating, nafkamina, for a chayla, if there's a chayla that's not going to fast Yom Kippur, is it mechuyev to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? According to the first two reasons, yes. According to the last two reasons, no. Nashim is also an extension, so if the last two reasons is an extension, it's therefore Nashim b'chayev. If it's tam adim fnei atzma, then maybe Nashim wouldn't be chayiv. Another nafkamina is the chiyuv basar, chiyuv lechem. So if it's a din suda of Yom Tov, then maybe yes. If it's not a din to mechazik for the fast, then l'chayra, there'd be no hakpada to have lechem or basar. Everyone have an amazing day.